Word Fighter.
Yeah, Word Fighter.
Let's talk about Word Fighter. iPad game?
It's an iPad game, which is basically kind of a competitive bookworm. Bookworm, is that the...
There are a few games that you can draw comparisons to.
Yeah.
Actually, I should say, not just iPad, it's out on iPhone and Android, and actually it's supposed to have cross-platform play, so...
That's pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah, I don't know how they work to that, but it does.
Yeah.
It's fundamentally you have 5x5, 6x6?
It's 5x5.
5x5 grid of letters.
Yeah, so...
And you swipe to create connected letters. You can go diagonally, just to clear that one out.
Yeah.
That's a common difference in these sorts of games. But you create words.
And you can also combine just vertical and horizontal and diagonal.
Yeah, movements. You trace a path through letters.
Yeah.
Did you have trouble tracing? Or rather, once you made a mistake, was it really difficult to backtrack for you?
It is a little bit, yeah. It could use a little bit of fine-tuning, but...
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I play a lot of Swipe 4, which similarly is a great game. Go try that one out, too. They have a Flash demo, but, like, I feel like I didn't have as much trouble with that one.
Yeah.
But anyway, but there are fighting game mechanics. So this is, fundamentally, it's a 1v1 fighting game.
Yeah, so it basically uses the Scrabble scoring system, I guess. Well, in terms of kind of, like, the points that the letters have.
Yeah. And the number of points for the word you spell takes off health from the other guy.
Yeah, so it's basically, it's converted into HP and, you know, it's subtracted, whatever.
Sure. And then you have characters. And these characters have special moves.
Yeah, so it's kind of like weird, like Puzzle Fighter type of thing where you have different kind of, I guess, power-ups and stuff like that. I don't know.
I think each character has three power-ups, and, you know, this is just from having played the game, not necessarily fully understanding it, but it seems like for the more points you get, the higher level power-up, like, you can use unless you choose to spend them.
Yeah, yeah, and so there are, like, three different power-ups for each character who are all based on real-world writers, by the way. There's like an Edgar Allan Poe character. I played a Jane Austen character, which is a good beginner's character, I guess. I don't know what that's really saying about Jane Austen as a writer, but...
I think it says that she's powerful as a writer.
Sure, yes. No, actually, most of her power-ups consisted of point multipliers, so she had a
2x times, and a 3x.
Yeah, 2x and a 3x and a scramble, which seems to be one of the more interesting power-ups because it basically switches up. It basically gives you a new board of words.
And so to be clear, though, while you're playing this game, both players playing the game have the same board of letters.
Yeah.
So you're on an even playing field. It's not like you're going to get a bad draw of letters. But when someone hits scramble, both players get a new board. So sometimes you're in the middle of words, just like, whoa, I'm okay.
Yeah. So that there's a little bit of strategy there because I mean, you know, you could potentially screw up somebody in the middle of their word. You know. So that's. It's pretty cool.
It's really a good game. And to take the fighting game thing further, you have rounds.
Yeah, so it's best 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
You probably can tweak that a little bit, but you always suck at that game. The game's tough.
So here's the thing I wonder about that game.
Oh, yeah.
Part of what made it magical for me was, like, this PAX 10 booth, right? The developers are standing there, like, you're playing that game, and people are just yelling at you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
While you're, the pressure's on, like, the developers are there, there's all these people watching, you don't want to screw up, you don't want to look like an idiot, and people are just yelling things at you, yelling words, yelling multipliers.
Usually vulgar words, sex,
tits
appeared a couple times, semen. Somebody
really?
Somebody God. Actually saw semen in there. So,
people.
You know. What?
People.
Yeah, I know. God. That's the first thing they saw, I guess. So, like, at a quick glance.
So here's what I wonder I wonder if the game was so great because of that. Like, I'm sure it'll be at a great... I'll play it. It'll be great. It'll be fun. But, like, I wonder if maybe it won't lose something in that process.
Yeah. We'll
see.
Yeah.